بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are in this chapter, the deen of nasiha, deen is nasiha. And yesterday we read the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where in detail Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that in which different aspects deen is nasiha advice. So the first aspect was that it is lillahi, for it is for Allah Ta'ala. So the explanation of that, this hadith is fundamental in Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized nasihat to such an extent that it has been regarded as the entire religion, as though the whole religion is deen, is nasihat. Of course, we know that is not the fact, but so importance is given to nasihat that the whole religion has been referred to as nasihat. This is similar, like many people object and they say the Maulvis, the way they speak and the way they emphasize, as though the whole of Islam is in the beard. Of course, the whole of Islam is not in the beard, but the whole proper Sunnah beard is definitely part of Islam and has to be in Islam. Each person is required to advise others according to his capacity when there is no fear of harm. Where for every person, it is his duty by this hadith that we should give advice to other people wherever we can. If we fear, we don't have the power that we cannot withstand it and people will harm us, then we are excused. But the duty still remains, but we will be overlooked and excused because of that duty. But it is our duty basically to give always advice. Good counsel in relationship to Allah Ta'ala entails believing in Him. Making nasihat with regard to Allah Ta'ala. Of course, waliyazu billah, nobody can give nasihat to Allah. But what does it mean? It means that we should have believing in Him. All the forms of our belief must be correct. Negating all forms of partnership with Him. There should be no shirk in any way with Allah Ta'ala. That is having nasihat, good thoughts, and having a good relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Declaring His purity from all faults and shortcomings. That Allah Ta'ala is Subhan. That Allah has got no defects, no short, nothing short whatsoever. Allah is perfect in each and every way. Loving and hating for His sake. This is a very important aspect also, that man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah, a person who loves for the sake of Allah and who hates for the sake of Allah, that person's iman is complete. So that is also a quality that we should develop, not for our own sake, that we hate or love somebody or anything, or any event or anything, but for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. We should see what are the commands of Allah in these matters. Being grateful for all His bounties. Allah's ni'mat and favors are so great upon us every moment. As we are sitting here, we might wonder what favors of Allah upon us. But the very fact that we are living, that we have oxygen to breathe in, carbon dioxide going out, we are breathing in and out, all the organs of the body are functioning. What ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, innumerable. And we just have to think a little bit of so many people who are in so many difficulties. But Allah Ta'ala saved us and kept us in His ni'mat. So that is what is this nasiha with Allah Ta'ala, that we think of all His great, great ni'mat and bounties upon us. Adopting sincerity in one's affairs, that is another very important thing, that whatever we do, we don't do it to please people, neither should we do it to please ourselves, but we should do it to everything that only for Allah Ta'ala. So we see that this nasiha with regard to Allah Ta'ala is very vast, and it is a great, great thing to explore and to work on and to bring it into our lives. And inviting and encouraging others to Allah Ta'ala. That is also part and parcel of it. Not only at any particular time, but it should be our nature, wherever we get the opportunity to invite towards Allah Ta'ala. And wherever this obedience of Allah is being done, to discourage this disobedience. The reality of this advice, according to Khattabi Rahmatullah Ali, relates to people because Allah Ta'ala is independent of any form of advice. That according to Imam Khattabi Rahmatullah Ali, this advice it relates to people because Allah Ta'ala is totally independent of any type of advice. In fact, Allah Ta'ala gives advice to everyone, and it is our duty to learn what those advisors of Allah Ta'ala are, and that we should follow them. In those advisors, for example, Allah quotes the great advisors of Luqman alayhi salam to his children. So from that, like that, the whole Quran Sharif are advisors. We should try and find out what are all these instructions, advisors of Allah, and imbibe them and bring them in our lives. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.